Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I, of course, want you to holler at me. And the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're a little too afraid to call, and I understand, email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You know, of course, I want to hear from you. So if you got questions, comments, concerns, holler at your boy. I will holler back, and I'm, of course, social networking, Facebook, Twitter. Just look up Smooth Drama, and wherever you find me, add me, and we can talk a taste on whatever you want to talk about, because I'm a nice guy like that. As always, I want to give a shout-out to my co-host, recovering, Mr. J. He's still recovering from his non-fatal but debilitating vagina-eating accident where he broke his neck eating vagina. It's a long, complicated story that is very interesting, but not. Anyway, shout out to Mr. J. Eventually, he's going to find his way back here. Eventually. I mean, once he puts that accident behind him. In the meanwhile, you know, of course, I want to talk about the things that crazy people do, because you can never not talk enough about the things that crazy people do. And now sometimes I wonder why I talk about them, but then you get good stuff that just comes your way, and it's like, why not? For example, as a lot of people know, Kobe Bryant played his last game last week, and, you know, he went out banging, shot the ball 50 times, scored 60 points. Well, on eBay, there was a person selling a bag of air from Kobe Bryant's last game, and the bidding got all the way up to $15,000. Now, if you're not familiar with eBay or have never used it, eBay, you put an item up for bid to be sold, and people bid on it. So what ends up happening is, I guess there was some idiots who, all the way up to $15,000 for a bag of air from Kobe's last game. eBay got wind of it and shut it down. But the fact that folks was bidding like real money, not Monopoly money, real money for a bag of air that was allegedly from Kobe Bryant's last game, it's quite hilarious. It is quite hilarious. So I just beg the question. So if a bag of air that allegedly came from Kobe's last game, What would the jockstrap the draws go for? You know, I mean, you figure it's like, hey, he scored 60 points in these sweaty draws in this jockstrap. It's got to go for something, right? I'm wondering if there was some diving for those objects, like his socks, draws, I'm thinking that he probably took that uniform home, but still, the fact that folks would pay $15,000 for some air, what would they pay for some sweat, pubic hair, all that? Hey, I got Kobe anyway. This can only go bad, so I probably should just let that go. But it's just funny to talk about that people, oh my goodness, would actually bid money for air. Air. I mean, it's bad enough we pay money for water, but when we start bidding for air, I don't know. Once again, we're getting to that point where it may be time to tap out. Maybe time to tap out. Yes, and yes, blogger, it could definitely go bad. But I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go and I'm going to talk about things that really matter. Like, you know, if you want to get some cocaine and some antidepressants in you, you can go up to Seattle. Not to get drugs, because I was there for Emerald City Con, Comic Con, and marijuana, you can get marijuana there. Our Uber driver was like, "Oh, y'all come here to get some weed?" Nah, we didn't. But it's funny that's I guess people just, they travel someplace to get weed. Like, you can't get weed where you live. You got to travel to another state, I guess, if you don't want to go to jail. But you're still going to the state. It's like you fly in. Anyway, that's illegal. Salmon. Apparently, salmon caught near Seattle are full of cocaine and antidepressants. So, and this is the samples taken from the water in Seattle. It showed high levels of Prozac, bug spray, cocaine, Zantac, ibuprofen, and 77 other drugs. Now, the drugs were not only littered in the water, but also in the tissue of the Chinook salmon who swim in that area. And these were samples that were taken from near sewage treatment plants in the estuaries in the Seattle area. And it was collected over 2 days. Now, no one is sure how the contaminants got into the water. And mind you, this was back in 2014. And nobody's talked about it. And apparently, no one's went to treat this. So, while later on I'll be talking about my favorite place, Flint, Michigan. I mean, I guess I was taking that chance. And maybe that's why I felt so good when I was in Seattle. I drank some water there and all them drugs that they had in there. I was wondering why I was wired like that. I had some Prozac, some bug spray, some cocaine, and some Zantac, and ibuprofen to make sure I ain't get a headache or nothing like that. And that's not even counting the 77 other drugs that they didn't even talk about. So I guess my fast on drugs is over with. I got high while I was in Seattle. Allegedly, without even knowing it, just brushing my teeth a little bit, I got some cocaine in between the gums and the cracks. How about that? What's in the water that you're drinking? you can't even drink the water everywhere because we talk about these other places, but I know there was a situation here in the Bay Area where I'm located that they talked about the water was not so up to snuff in nearby San Francisco. And so, Seattle's got all of that stuff. I wonder what's in the water here in the Bay Area. Like, if, and maybe a listener, if you know somebody testing water, whatnot, maybe it might be my thing to go head on and just go down by the airport, just scoop up some water and test it and see what happens. See what is in my tap water. You never know. It might be some interesting results that come from that. But I'm digressing. I'm sitting up there thinking about and talking about getting high when I shouldn't even go there. I should actually be talking about, and when I talk about the things that crazy people do, I'm not being disrespectful, especially when it comes to the thing that crazy people do that gets them killed. But at the same time, I don't mean to laugh, but you know, there are some common sense things that need to happen. Case in point, Stacey Kornweiser, who in the great state of Florida, my favorite place, it's a place that's true and dear. Any longtime listener will tell you, the state of Florida is true and dear in my heart. It is really close to me. I'm like, I don't know if I could really have a show if there was not the state of Florida. Stacey Kornweiser. She was a Florida zookeeper known as the Tiger Whisperer. So y'all already know what went down. She was mauled to death by one of four Malayan tigers that had been under her care for 3 years. Now, they're saying that it wouldn't have happened at all if the zoo had maintained better safety standards. And so they quote, "As long as employees are allowed to work in dangerously close proximity to tigers, elephants, and other dangerous animals, a significant risk of serious injury or death persists." And this comes from the Animal Legal Defense Fund. Now, yes, she was the Tiger Whisperer, but I don't know if tigers want to be whispered too. I know it's a play on words, and I shouldn't be making light of it because someone died, but it begs the question. I mean, one, I'm not fond of animals in captivity. I think of it as slavery. I know we have those folks that say, well, hey, these animals would not be surviving if we did not have these environments called zoos that help preserve them. But my point is, well, if men and women would stop killing said animals in their habitat, their natural habitat, they wouldn't be endangered species. It's a foreign concept that is maybe not broached with folks. I mean, and then they'll say, well, hey, you know, well, some people who just won't follow the rules, and so they'll be killing them, and, you know, because they start off an article talking about there's a wild tigers have increased for the first time in 100 years, and, you know, I get zoos, I guess, you know, kids are amazed, oh, I'm going to go to the zoo, I'm going to see the wild animals. And see, when I think of, you know, the wild animals, like, if you're going to have a zoo, I mean, if I'm the Tiger Whisperer, I'm whispering through the microphone on the other side of the glass of the cage. I'm throwing the meat over the cage. That's how I'm rolling with it. Bam. There's your lamb chop. Boom. tear it up, do your thing. Other than that, yeah. I mean, and if I'm going in there, you best believe there's some darts that's going to be hit. And I'm only messing around with sleeping tigers. And even then, I'm going to need two darts just in case. And then I'm going in there with the battle armor just in case they're playing like they're asleep because they are predators. And predators do that type of thing because, hell, they're predators. I don't know. It's not for me. And so when I see and hear folks dying because they get mauled by wild animals that are predators, I commend you for doing the work because you cared about the animals, but they are predators. They are doing what they do. They hunt and kill. You take care for 3-4 years, and I mean, we all know, we've heard that parable about the scorpion and the frog. I promise not to sting you, and then gets over on the other side and stings them and says, why? Because I'm a scorpion, that's what I do. It's a tiger. It's kind of what they do. The big cat. I mean, hell, if you have a little cat in your life, you know little cats are some vicious bastards. They are vicious. I've been marked up. I've had cats growing up, and cats would mess your life up. And we talk about little ones. I'm like, hey, I got to watch you. So you talking about 700-800-pound tiger? And you treating them like a house cat? Oh, you fluffy. Hey, rawr, tear your throat out. Anyway. I guess I should go on break because I kind of need one. Things that stupid people do. Stop doing it. This is Tribe Called Quest. Continuing my Fife Dog memorial. Rest in peace. This is Vibes and Stuff.
There won't be no touch here. Rappers play the dumb. Kinda on the face tip, but when they hear the jam, they be on the drills, Nick. Now I'm not fucking rock. I know the territory. Go ahead and try. That's a different story. Similar to Grim, I could tell a better one. All about a kid who couldn't rap and didn't run. Dance on the side. Where the mic is getting them, resort to begging Billy. Asking, could he have some? No, never ever. Back and try again, man. If you come back, I'll be the first to shake your hand. Competition's good. It brings out the vital part, the abstract poetic edit, majors in recital art. Who is supposed to kid? The elders and the rap peers, we know the job is done. When we hear a lot of cheers, gotta feel the vibe. Word for my creation, if the hands clap, I'm filled with elation. Here I am, ghetto, full with a lot of steam. I think I gotta scream. Cause that's how good it feels, child, let your head down. So we could get fucked round, do your ill dance. Don't think about the next man, we must have unity. And think of the bigger plan, the vision we will fall. We must stick together, see, I like to take the time. To save us up with Uzi, the name is Q-Tip. The Midnight Marauder, give enough respect to Africa Bambaataa. As a man in the world, I must do my job. Take care of Mama Duke, I won't resort to Rob. Bob, you get your dough. Mace is my witness, obsessed with the rap. But it's the mental fitness, like shooting CeeLo. And always hitting head cracks, the industry is luck. Winning with the fake rap, beat to the cool, pump the real hip hop. Not selling out, from hard rock to disc jock.
I don't know what to say, but here I go freaking. If the paper jumps, then you know I'm seeking. I'm just a short brother, dark skin face, weigh above 50, 36 waist. Hair is crazy curly, look like Mr. Curly. Just to say, I still believe that no MC can serve me. Know this shot of fun, but everybody knows. I get more thoughts in the Arsenio Hall, so party animal I was. But now I chill at home. All I do is write, rhyme, eat, drink, shit, and bone. Find my soul in Amityville. I'm always in the island, fudging lucky, know the time. They know who keeps you smiling. Go out on my own, something that I gotta do. Do what the hell I want and have no one to listen to. I'm prompt with my business and I do things on the double. Yo, I'm out like Buster Douglas, I think beat the empty trouble. Rest in peace.
Word up. You know what else? We got the vibe. All the people on Long Island, we got the vibe. Brooklyn and Queens, we got the vibe. Uptown and Nauru, we got the vibe. Upstate, we got the vibe. Listen in D.C., we got the vibe. Maryland, Virginia.
world. I get a whole lot of bottles of that. The skinny, Rita, the Winnie, Emma, the Cindy, Constance, the Wendy, cause I be real friendly, never on the side side. I don't brag to brothers about the little place I got. My uncle's house to Mary. The site is never scary, it's only legendary. My father won't prepare me, my job is temporary. I'm here for the long shot, better yet the long term. I don't have a firm, in the way I do. Call them affirming that. I'm crazy, slap happy, and I'm scrappy, and I'm happy. When I get the mic in my hand with the crowd in the stand, it's as good as grand like that. So I want to say peace and dedicate this joint to MC Trouble, and to Trouble T. Roy, and to Jot LaRock, and to Cowboy, you know what I'm saying? This is for the slain rappers and the fallen rappers, you know what I'm saying? This is a special dedication, and also to my pop. And also to Vinny as well, you know what I'm saying? We just gotta keep it happy and keep the vibe going. Don't let the vibe and stuff. And we out.
With your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Tribe Called Quest, Vibes and Stuff. And if you want to hit me, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Smooth Drama, smoothdrama.com, social networking. Hit me up. Just find Smooth Drama. I'm there. I'll In the meantime, you know, I like to talk about drugs. I'm a just say no guy. So I want to help you say no too. My latest drug of the week to say no to, because for some strange reason, you can never run out of these crazy drugs. Every time you find a new one. This one might not be new. Belsomra, a sleeping pill that supposedly helps you sleep, right? As always, there seems to be a tad bit of a side effect problem that comes with these drugs. Now, Belsomra, one of the top sleeping pills, as you know. People don't want to go to sleep the good old-fashioned way, just to be put to sleep, hair sweated out, all that. You need a pill for that. So, here's what Belsomra will do for you that getting your hair sweated out won't. Belsomra is warned if you have narcolepsy, do not take it. Because it says, when taking Belsomra, do not drive or operate heavy machinery until you are fully awake. Walking, eating, driving, or engaging in other activities while asleep without remembering it the next day have been reported. Belsomra should not be taken together with alcohol. Abnormal behaviors may include aggressiveness, confusion, agitation, or hallucinations. And the added bonus of the temporary inability to move while falling asleep or waking up and temporary leg weakness have also been reported. And in depressed patients, worsening of depression, including risk of suicide, may occur. And of course, alcohol may increase these risks. And the side effects include next day drowsiness. So, yeah, you'll go to sleep. Might not be able to move. Legs might hurt. Might want to kill yourself when you wake up. And you'll be drowsy the next day if you do wake up. And hopefully, while you're out there driving, eating, or engaging in other activities while asleep. Now, think of that for a second. A sleeping pill that will put you to sleep, but have you walking in your sleep, not knowing what the hell you're doing. So you could do damn near any. I mean, shit, that sounds like a date rape drug. I mean, was that what Bill Cosby was using? I know. I shouldn't have said it, but I mean, you think about it. Well, they remember it, so he obviously wasn't using that. But you think somebody could conceivably get some Belsombra and slip it to you, and y'all have sex, and you wouldn't even know it. You could be sleeping and not know what the hell's going on. And I mean, the whole driving, like, I mean, that ain't that like a Eazy-E lyric? Brothers driving, don't know where the fuck they going. Just rolling, looking for Eazy. Eazy's dead, but you take Belsombra, you might be out there looking for Eazy-E, just driving. Don't know where the hell you going. So, yeah, if you want to drive, and yes, the other probably does include sex. Now, for those of you who don't know, I got bloggers in the chat room asking questions, but the other includes sex. Yes, it probably does. It probably involves a whole lot of stuff that you could be capable of, but not knowing that you're doing it. And you wouldn't even remember that you did it. So, yeah, if you want to go to sleep, one of the top sleeping pills is Belsombra. Just be ready to do some stuff that you don't know you did. And I guess in that sense, you have plausible deniability. And I'm sitting up there thinking, like, hopefully no date rapists are listening to the show, because they're like, well, damn, all I got to do is slip her some Belsombra, and I can get whatever I want. And be like, she's like, what happened? Nothing. We good. You think about that. You're good. Don't even know you was violated, because, hey, you was violated. So, yeah, drug of the week, Belsombra. If that's not enough to make you say no, then, hell, I don't know what else to say to you. In the meantime, we're going to get back to stuff that matters. You know, like a Louisiana man who may face life for shoplifting Snicker bars. Now, before I go into it, Jacobia Grimes, the 34-year-old New Orleans man, he's got five prior theft convictions, and he was charged under a felony theft statute with stealing $31 worth of candy bars from a convenience store. Now, his record, because it's a Louisiana law, makes him subject to a sentence of 20 years to life under the habitual offender law. So if he's convicted, he can get 20 years because he's stolen before. So $31 worth of Snickers. Now, see, there are two ways to look at this. One way is to say, hey, you know, $31. It's Snickers. Should we be putting this guy in jail 20 years and letting that be it, and just his life is over? But at the same time, you say, well, he is a habitual, you know, robber. He does it over and over and over again. Now, you say, all right, so is it that big of a deal? until he breaks into your house. And it may not be $31. I mean, he's obviously not the smartest tool in the shed. You know, if you're going to go to jail, you're going to take a chance on going to jail. Snickers. That, and, you know, that's a lot of Snickers. When you think about it, $31 worth of, I know Snickers cost a little bit, but, I mean, that's over a dozen Snickers. I mean, should you go to jail because of Snickers? I'm like, you know, on one part of me is like, you know, you dumb enough to steal some damn Snickers to go to jail, you probably deserve it. On the other hand, I'm like, it's $31. It's not that big a deal. But it kind of is because he broke the law. And we've seen this kind of foolishness where, you know, folks, now, I would wonder, is he mentally ill? Is it something that hasn't been caught before? Because if he's just a regular guy, it's just like, yo, I gotta get these candy bars. I wouldn't say 20 years, but, you know, I can't really argue against it. Because if you keep doing the same stupid stuff and you want to stealing candy bars, not stuff that's going to get you money so you don't have to be out there. You're stealing candy bars. You know, it's almost like that argument, you know, it was a couple weeks back when a black kid, I can't remember where, but he got shot and killed for breaking into somebody's house. And his family's defending him because, oh, he's not a monster. He was just trying to get his money up. He had already left. She shouldn't have shot him. I mean, but he broke into her house. It's like black folks is rational. I mean, you ain't even irrational when you talk about breaking into somebody's house and, you know, because you're just getting your money up because he needed some clothes to go to school. That was his argument. And now his family's like, hey, you know, he wasn't a bad guy. He was just trying to get his money up. And then, you know, we talk about this guy with $31 worth of candy bars. You're taking it. And, you know, the quote is, he's terrified, you know, because his attorney is like, well, can you imagine facing spending that much time in prison because you shoved some candy in your pocket? And I'm like, well, yeah, it's stupid, but at the same time, you can't even argue for the guy. How do you argue for somebody who's habitually stealing? Even if it's small, it's stealing again and again and again. And he obviously is not learning his lesson. I keep saying the obvious word because it's so obvious. But damn, it makes sense to me on both sides. There's arguments, and I mean, you know, I'd be curious to see what my listeners think. I don't know. But then when I started to feel sorry for him, and then, you know, I get into my, man, you know, we got to get a brother a chance. But then I read something else, and it makes me go 360 and makes me mad again. Because, you know, I like to have fun and talk, whatnot. But then something to happen. Somebody will come up with another article or story that will offend me to all hell. Case in point, a story about a 26-year-old white woman, and this is the title, 26-year-old white woman died a horrible death in an American jail. So, Madeline Pitkin, who was a 26-year-old heroin addict. She was pulled over for a routine traffic stop 2014 and arrested for an outstanding warrant. That happens all the time. She quickly became ill, and I guess she was begging for medical attention, and she died from untreated complications of heroin withdrawal. And supposedly she was never convicted of a crime. But, I mean, if you got a warrant, you kind of committed a crime. But my point is, in bringing this up, they go on to wax poetic about this woman. Even bringing in the Black Lives Matter activists, you know, who are arguing that African Americans are disproportionately abused by the criminal justice system, which is true. They talk about her as, well, Madeline Pitkin's fate provides another window into the system through the other end of the telescope, as it were. And I go on to quote them. If we imagine someone least likely to be abused by the cops and courts, Pitkin had all the right identity markers. She was young, white, and pretty. She lived in the supposed left-wing utopia of Portland, Oregon. She was from a middle-class family that loved her and tried to help her after she was jailed. She got busted for a crime, drug possession, that is in the process of becoming destigmatized as a medical problem rather than the criminal one. And you see how they write about her, and they go on and they're waxing poetic about how it's going to be destigmatized. But I don't read these stories about those same folks that the Black Lives Matter activists are speaking on, my people, and saying that, you know, it's all silly. It shouldn't happen. We're waxing poetic about the pretty 26-year-old white woman, but we didn't get a chance. We didn't read the wax poetic about the guy with the candy bar. Now, obviously, it's two different reporters, but the point is the emphasis. You know, this is a guy, they're talking about giving him 20 years to life. Unfortunately, Madeline died, but she obviously had priors because she had a warrant. So, why is there a huge disparity in the words that describe two different individuals? 34-year-old black man, 26-year-old white woman. Both of them go to jail. One dies. The other one, he gets that opportunity to be prison fodder, meaning he gets to work for really, really cheap. You know, that slave labor that this country was built on, that made this country great, because they didn't have to pay anybody and they got to pocket the money. So they got to finance whatever to kill folks. Lie, steal, and cheat folks. Because that's kind of what happened. I mean, we hear the good old days stories. It's good old days for who? What made America great? You know, whenever you hear them code words, we want to go back to what made America great. Well, what made America great was slave labor, and it was great for a certain segment of the population. The rest of us, we didn't get that opportunity. But that part just doesn't come up, doesn't get talked about for some strange reason. Because, you know, it's 50 years. Let it go. You know, y'all shouldn't even bring that up because it doesn't really matter. And on that note, because these things are starting to matter here, I'm going break. This is a Czarface. Cement 3.
This bomb was codenamed the Czar.
You're such an idiot. You'll never be able to contend with this opponent. Why don't you lure them into the underwater graveyard?
Don't you think this is all kind of strange? So you know what I told him.
Hey, Joe. Brain popper, flame hotter. Razor sharp arc, betrayed proper. Blaze sharper, kamikaze, brain bomber. Safe in the drama, dark spray your armor. You a Trey A for barber. Next to a nade launcher. Immortal technique, the best freak. Stretch them like Lesnar. Deadly venom whenever sex speaks. Fresh meat, we get them buzzing like XB. You can't sleep, it's like lying on wet sheets. Nevertheless, better than sex. What's better than sex? I rhyme books like a medicine chest. Son, I kill them like lead to the chest. Call 7 and S. You let me add a jack. Whatever is next. Iron S, spit, forehead bars. Go ahead and draw. I bang your dome, leave your forehead gone. One tell it, put more hands on. Performing live in your dining room, shining through OS laws.
Like a tiger, whites on me, acting hyper-cypher. Then I leave a bite on me from a viper. On the dice, I like to sell vintage low with the cookie. Buy it now, you with tags like a grab rookie. This is how you laugh, pussy, simple than the black hoodie. Make you wanna slap snooky, head your best contact, your bookie. Out contact, my wookie, true blood, pumping through these veins, no sookie. I'm a soul surgeon, go berserker, no nurturing took place. I cover bitches' face with a low worker. If you're less than an eight, like I'm duty co-workers. I'm out of my mind, come powder and lime. Flow like Red Wing and 40 Howard in prime. Y'all try to be thugs, I put science in my balls like Ivy League pubs. Chewy sound, y'all don't wanna fool around. House party shit, back of 40 like it's Cougar Town.
To the ground. You know, it's really tiring for me because I don't know if I ever told y'all, I like get into it during the break. I get a sip of water, but I get my groove on because it's like my doctor says, you got to get like that. You want to get like 10 minutes a day or something like that, like an hour a week. You know, I try to do a little bit more than that. Sweating, but you know, I boogie a little bit when I'm on the break, you know, so I get a little dance, a little movement. I might videotape it one day and offend all of y'all listening and who would deign to watch it, because it's probably a horrifying sight that, I don't know, it might be why I started Snapchat, just so I could show myself dancing during the break, and then y'all can watch it and be like, well, damn, you probably shouldn't be doing that. But I might end up doing it anyway. So in the meantime, you know, I like to talk about study. This is not necessarily a study, but it was disturbing nonetheless. As a conspiracy theorist, on the low, I mean on the way down low, conspiracy theories. I see stuff and I may have a comment or two on it. For example, scientists were dissolving things, you know, to see what to dissolve and won't dissolve. One of them that they couldn't dissolve with acid was chocolate. And I'm like, chocolate. They couldn't dissolve chocolate with acid. Now, they don't say what kind of chocolate. Not to be confused with longtime contributor and listener chocolate, but like actual chocolate. They poured acid on a few things. Chicken breasts. I mean, they have pictures of it. It destroyed an LG Nexus smartphone. They banana burned through them. But chocolate, it wouldn't burn through. Now, being that we have stomachs, and in our stomachs, it uses form of acid to break down and disseminate our food that we chew up and eat. I thought, well, damn. So if I eat chocolate, my body won't be able to break it down. I mean, so what does it do? Because if acid can't burn through the chocolate, can my body naturally process this chocolate? Like, what kind of chocolate it was? I was like, well, damn. What the hell? Kind of crazy. So, I mean, it could mean something. It could not mean something. But burn through some chicken breasts. Burn through banana. Burn through a phone. But it couldn't burn through chocolate. Take what you want out of it. Kind of crazy. But speaking of kind of crazy, you know what I'm always about, Flint, Michigan, because I'm still waiting to see what's what. I still haven't heard of any federal legislation or state legislation that say, hey, we're going to fix the problem right now. But what did happen was the Michigan governor said he's going to drink Flint water in the show of safety over the lead crisis. So what this guy says, he says he goes to Flint about once a week for the state capitol Lansing about 50 miles away, and the water would be delivered to him by other state officials after their visit the rest of the time. And we're going to quote him. I completely understand why some Flint residents are hesitant to drink the water, and I am hopeful I can alleviate some of the skepticism and mistrust by putting words to action. So, Flint residents made it clear that they would like to see me personally drink the water. So today, I am fulfilling that request. He said he would drink Flint water at work and at home. Now, the water is going to be delivered to him by other state officials. And, you know, the hypocrisy there, I mean, it's not high, it's sky high, because officials are delivering the water to him. I'm guessing that it's going to be really, really Brita. It's probably going to go through like 4 Brita filters. You know how they have them pitchers with the Brita water, and probably going to have one of them filters on the tap, so it pours into the Brita water filter first, then goes through the pitcher with the Brita filter on it, per whichever one, doesn't matter. Then it'll get to him, and it'll be technically Flint water, but it will be filtered out the ass. Nah, son. If you want to show me that you drinking the water, you need to go into the neighborhood in Flint, go into one of the houses in the city, and the water that comes out of the tap that the folks is drinking, the regular folks, you get a cup of that. That's drinking the water for me. Cause that's how they getting it. See, it's getting filtered because you know damn well. I don't think there's anybody listening who believes that this fool is drinking unfiltered water. Shit's going to be filtered out the ass. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go in on and do it. Now, you know, once again, for those of you who don't know, Flint had switched the water supply to the Flint River from Detroit system in 2014 to save money. Well, as we know, that corrosive river water leaked lead, and they switched back to Detroit system last October. Water experts are saying Flint's water is safe to drink as long as residents are using up-to-date filters, and have recently said the system would not recover to heavy water usage by residents result in the flushing out of lead particles from the system. So, their solution, and I quote them, is not we're going to go in and fix it and flush it ourselves. They said, and these are the water experts, the system would not recover until heavy water usage by residents results in the flushing out of lead particles from the system. So, yeah, basically, we're going to wait on y'all to flush it out, meaning brush your teeth, take a shower, drink it, get all the lead in you, damage your nervous system and your kids' nervous system, and then eventually it'll be flushed out in you. No biggie, right? I mean, and the funny thing is, they say this stuff right in your face. Right in your face. I don't give a shit. Like, you know what? Check it out. Y'all just need to use that water. Know what I'm saying? Just use that water, son. Just get all the lead out. I mean, you know, shower, whatnot. Get it all on you. Then eventually, water's going to get clean. We not gonna flush it out. We need y'all to use it, son, so you can, you know, get it on you. Now, obviously, I'm embellishing, but the point is, there's nowhere in any of these statements where they say, hey, we gonna fix this shit because we care about the American people. Nope. Not mentioned whatsoever. I'm going to drink this shit, is what he's saying. Even though we know he's not going to drink that shit. He's going to drink because the other key words, the water is safe to drink as long as residents are using up-to-date filters. Which is, I'm going to take a lucky guess that these officials, these state officials, other state officials who are going to be visiting him and delivering Flint water, it's going to go through up-to-date filters. It's going to be filtered out the ass. Now, one could say that it might not even be Flint water that is delivered to him. And we would not know. But fact is, he said it, right? I'm going to drink that water. I'm going to drink that shit. I got you. I'm going to show you how safe it is. I'm going to drink it. So you can drink it too. You can flush it out. Didn't say he's going to fix anything. Didn't say they would allocate money to flush that garbage out. Nope. Didn't come out their mouth. What did come out? Hey, we're going to let y'all work it out. We're going to let y'all get all the lead poisoning and nervous system damage that you can. So that you and your kids will help solve the problem. That's it. They up front with it. They ain't even serving bullshit. They are telling you, fuck you. I don't care about anything that involves you. I hope it flushes out eventually. I'm gonna drink it, filter up the yin yang. Oh man, you want to talk about need of a revolution? See, we ain't talk. I'm just saying, if you wanna show me that you serious about revolution, kidnap this governor. Make his ass have to drink that water and shower in that water. See what happens. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.